This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Next month marks the 7th anniversary of Flint switching its municipal water source to the polluted Flint River. The decision was made by an unelected emergency manager appointed by then-Governor Rick Snyder. Besides the mammoth health implications for everyone in Flint, another one of the big losses was public trust. This past October, a step was taken to start to restore that trust. That's the creation of the Flint Water Lab. Joining us now to fill in the details are Dominique Strong, Community Outreach Coordinator at the lab. Welcome to Stateside, Dominique.
Thanks for having me, April.
Thank you. And we're also joined by the principal chemist at the lab, Alexandria Shapansky. Alexandria, hi there.
Thanks for having us.
Dominique, people say the Flint Water Lab or the Flint Community Lab, but can you tell us the lab's official name?
The lab official name is Mackenzie Patrice Chrome Memorial, and it is the Flint Community Laboratory. And we go by FCL, Flint Community Lab.
Why was Mackenzie Chrome's name chosen for this?
Well, Mackenzie was a baby that unfortunately she developed health issues from the switch from the water to the Flint River. And due to those complications, Mackenzie, she lost her life to the decisions, you know, from the unelected emergency manager, as you stated. And in memory of her, just to so no one can forget about this water crisis, the Flint Community Lab was named in her honor for her memorial.
That feels important. I mean, we often say the people of Flint, the people of Flint living with this, the people of Flint surviving that. But putting her name to it, it feels different.
Yes, yes, it does. And it feels different in a way of, unfortunately, that's the way that the baby, you know, lost her life. But in a solution, if we turn it to a positive realm, it's a solution-driven entity, you know, due to the unfortunate of the decisions of the unelected officials, you know, that decided that the Flint River was a way to provide water to Flint residents. So yeah. The Flint Community Lab, we are here as a solution as far as how that would look, what it looks like, and who is for.
Dominique, will you tell us a little bit about your experience of the water crisis when it first hit 7 years ago?
My experience with the Flint water crisis was, it was quite a journey. I remember getting on a bus the day that Rick Snyder had addressed the state, and it was a group of us. We chartered a bus to Lansing to do a silent protest. And just being in that atmosphere as far as why we were there, it was just so surreal. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that we are at the Capitol advocating for clean water, you know? And it's been one heck of a journey because one minute we are in the news and everyone's talking about it, and then the next, you know, no one makes reference to it or anything as if it didn't exist or as if it doesn't exist, I'll say. Mm-hmm. So my journey with the Flint water crisis has been one. But yesterday was my 1 year anniversary in this position. And it is a rewarding position to be in because 7 years ago, I was in Lansing advocating for clean water, you know, and affordable water. And now here I am 7 years later in a position where I am going into the community with the students to be citizen science with providing water testing kits to bring back to the lab for Alex to analyze and process, you know, so we could give test results back to the Flint residents just so they could know what's coming out of their faucet. So that's been my journey with the Flint water crisis as a Flint native.
Yeah. Alex, can you tell us a little bit about the state of Flint's water today? What's the range of conditions in the water that you've tested?
Yeah, and that's precisely the point, is there's not a consistent range of results coming back. You look in some areas of Flint, and if you look at the map of the pipelines, you see the areas are green and everything's okay. And then you see areas where they don't even know the condition of the water, which is primarily where the center and the lab is located. And so that's the unfortunate thing, is you see a lot of poor zip codes in the region of Flint just unfortunately not knowing what's in their water. It's like they were left behind. And that's really the goal of this lab, is no one is left behind and no one is dealing with this alone. So yeah, unfortunately we are seeing some ranges that vary depending on where they are. And thankfully we are seeing some lower levels of lead in the water. And this could be due to a variety of conditions, more specifically the pipes being replaced. We're still on the search for some higher levels so that we can get those fixed and filters can be applied and we can make sure everyone's happy and healthy.
Are there remedies that you can suggest for folks when you, say, find lead or X or Y or Z compound in there? Is it just the test result, or do you have things that you can tell them about what's in their water?
Yeah, so Dominique can actually speak a little more on that, but I know that we definitely supply filters and education on how to change and maintain those filters.
Dominique, what about that? What do you tell people who find that their water is still not quite safe to drink?
Well, we recommend them to flush it, you know, first thing in the morning. Don't just jump up and utilize your water, you know, let it run at least for 5 minutes, you know, because the water has been sitting for at least 6 hours. So you want to at least let it flush itself first before utilizing it through a filter. Because we still have to use the filters here in Flint. We cannot utilize the water without the filters unless you have a whole home filtration system in your home. We also encourage the residents to seek out health services such as Genesee Health System, because they provide bone testings along with blood testing as well in the bloodstream. So as far as remedies, I wouldn't call them remedies, April. They're kind of like a process, a procedure. You know, you have to let your water run for 5 minutes first through the filter.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can't run hot water through your filter, because if you run hot water through the whole filter, it would damage it. So to be quite honest, April, I wouldn't say it's a remedy. It's really a process that you have to do while living in Flint. And then, you know, with brushing our teeth, we have to use bottled water, you know, if for those that don't trust the water coming through the filter, because not everyone have had their pipes replaced yet. But as of right now, as of December 25th, 2020, 16,838 copper service lines have been replaced. 9,912 full pipe replacements have taken place so far. So, you know, it really depends on how the resident is operating their household, as far as if they have a whole filter system on their home or not, or just utilizing those filters that we provide.
How busy is the lab right now?
Well, the lab is facing there's so many samples coming in from so many residents that want to know it's in their water, and they finally have someone to trust. So it's pretty busy. We have a lot of samples coming in.
Good. If you're just joining us, my guests are staffers with the Flint Community Lab. Alexandria Shapansky is principal chemist. We're also speaking with Dominique Strong, community outreach coordinator. Dominique, was it hard to reestablish that trust? Is it difficult for people to look at anyone who says, I'm here to help with the water, and just say, yeah, okay, here's what's going on?
Well, fortunately, April, the Flint residents, they are happy to see the Flint Community Lab and the services that we have to provide to the Flint community. They are accepting us with open arms. They're willingly, you know, wanting to know what's coming out of their water. You know, 7 years into this, and to actually see a nonprofit that's on the ground working in the community, with the community, for the community, it has been smooth sailing, you know, despite COVID-19, you know, coming and causing a, eruption, you know, to everything, to everyone's lives. But besides that, the weather is breaking and we are just excited as far as what's to come, as far as the residents utilizing the services here at the Flint Community Lab. And April is not just for Flint residents, it's for surrounding areas as well. And it's for Flint businesses as well. We're here to serve as a trust entity. We are for the community, in the community, by the community. So we are just looking forward to what 2021 has to offer the Flint residents here through the Flint Community Lab.
When the lab first started operations, were you answering a lot of questions about who's funding this or where is this information going? While we're on the subject, maybe we should have you say who's funding this and where the information is going.
The Flint residents, like I said, April, they were they're excited that we are here as a trust entity, as I stated. And some of our funders that we have the Ruth Mott, Child Stewart Mott, we have Joyce Myers Foundation, Thermal Fisher. Now Jean provided our field blank water testing bottles that comes with the kits, because we have 3 bottles in our kits. And now Jean, they actually funded, you know, those water testing bottles. So we have funders from locally, statewide, nationally, that just believes in this vision and this idea that Michael Harris and Shelley Sparks, Jill Ryan from Freshwater Future, you know, they believed in their mission and vision, and here we are. And we are actually up and operating within their vision. So I think with that, for the Flint residents, and also with the Flint residents seeing local familiar faces and hearing familiar names, it makes them feel comfortable to believe that we're here as a solution for the Flint community. And it just makes them come, you know, just to utilize our service here at the water testing lab.
Right.
And also, April, to really strengthen that trust, we have Flint youth that goes into the community and do the community outreach, that's passing out the door hangers, providing the filter education to the residents for those that do feel comfortable with letting us into their home, with coming in with COVID-19 precautions. So with that, you know, that really makes the Flint residents feel like, oh, this is awesome. They have even youth interning in the lab. You know, they go through the process, and Alex could speak to that as far as the process that the students are able to experience while working in the Flint Community Lab.
Tell us more, Alex. Who are the interns?
Oh, yeah. So speaking more on the interns, but then also real quick, speaking on the founders, there are actually 4 major companies and foundations that really helped us out. We have the Cedar Tree, CS Mott, Community Foundation, and then also the Joyce Foundation. Those are, they were really instrumental on getting this lab up and running. And then also, just a fun fact, our mural has every single foundation that's really helped us out. And it was just a personal touch because, again, these are Flint foundations, and that they reached out and they made sure that this lab happened. And so they're actually all attached on our mural. And it's actually a really interesting piece of art to showcase the lab as you walk in.
What kind of tasks do you have the interns doing?
Yeah, so the interns do everything from as soon as the samples come into the lab to running it on our ICP-MS instrument, because I don't really want them babied as they are in this internship. They want to work in this lab, and I'm going to work them. So they do everything from adding nitric acid to our samples to measuring the pH, their turbidity, and then running it through, like I said, our ICP-MS instrument. And it's really instrumental to have these high school and college students work together, because the high school students can learn more about going to college. If that wasn't really in their game plan, maybe now it is. Also working in a lab. As a high school student, I would have loved to work in a lab like this. And it's really nice to just introduce those thoughts and ideas into such young minds.
Mm-hmm. Could each of you maybe tell us about some of the people you've met since the lab's work got started? People who came to get their water tested?
Well, I have met a handful of Flint residents, and the Flint residents, just when they come in, they're smiling and they're like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe we have something like this here for us to come to find out what's in our water for free. They're just eager, you know, to get the kit, and they bring the kit back within a week. You know, they don't keep the kit out too long, but they are very eager. They're excited about this program, especially when they see the youth working in the lab, because how the lab is set up is a glass window where you can look through, and the students are in there, you know, working hard. And once they see that, it just brings a smile to their face.
Could I just ask, Dominique, when you think about restoring people's trust in their water, like you say, it's not so much one remedy, but this process that people are living with every day to be able to use water for washing, to be able, if they feel comfortable, to use the water for drinking with the filters that are necessary. Are there things that you feel like the lab does for people beyond, you know, telling them the technical things of how their water can be used?
The lab, you know, is just, it's tested by Flint residents for Flint residents to build trust. You know, we staff with the lab of students funded by stipends and providing access to essential training and just educational STEM skills, you know, and it's just providing a continuum of services of education, life skills, and social services here at the Flint Community Lab for the Flint community. And the residents, this vision and this mission, because it is solution driven as far as what a solution looks like for the Flint water crisis. You know, April, yes, we have residents that do not feel comfortable utilizing the water through the filter, you know, and there are some households that cannot afford a whole filtration system on their home. So, you know, they have to resort to bottled waters as far as everyday living. But with the Flint Community Lab, our goal is just to be solution oriented. We're looking into healthy living as far as eating the right vegetables, you know, to combat the lead found in our bloodstreams. You know, we're just here as a solution entity, and that's what we plan to be moving forward.
My guests today have been Dominique Strong, Community Outreach Coordinator at the Flint Community Lab, and we've also been talking with Alexandria Shapansky. She's the Principal Chemist at the lab. Dominique, Alexandria, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thank you, April. Thank you for reaching out to us and just getting the word out about the Flint Community Lab and letting the Flint residents know that we are here to serve them. Also, for further information about the Flint Community Lab, please visit the Flint Development Center website at flintdc.org. There you will find our wonderful funders that contribute to the Flint Community Lab. You will find information as far as how we are operating, our hours of operation, the phone number. If you are interested in having your water tested, please call 810-875-9127. We are here Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Feel free to give us a call, Flint. We are here to serve you. Please utilize this service because we just want to help you find out what's coming out of your water.
Alexandria, good to talk to you too.
Yeah, thank you for having us, April.